on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other, I'm good. I know that He's real.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCurdy, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in a volunteer mass choir with Jesus is Real. Welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas 2023 praise show for the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, and I'm so happy to be back on the air. You know, we had plans to do this a little bit different this year. We were going to have the chat room open, and I know you guys saw advertisements about that, and it was going to be totally interactive, but Blog Talk Radio is having problems, technical difficulties. Their engineers is working on everything, and I didn't want, you know, not to air because the chat room wasn't going to be open. So I wanted to get on because, you know, the reason for the season is Christ. So we need to celebrate Christ. At the beginning of the year, we will start doing live shows with Donald Johnson, Prophet Donald Johnson of Journey Home Outreach Ministry. He's going to be hosting the chat room. So definitely join him from all over the world and watch out for those advertisements. Of course, we're waiting for Blog Talk to get everything together. Everybody, it is that time of year again to set aside to celebrate Jesus' birthday. And you know how I feel. We don't care about the date. We don't care about how correct the season is as far as the time frame of when we're celebrating. We just need to celebrate. If you don't want to do it now, do it in July. Have Christmas in July. It doesn't matter, but you need to celebrate the fact that God so loved us that he sent his only son. All right? He loved us that much, that his son was born to give us the best gift that we can ever have, and that's the redemption of our soul. So everybody, let's celebrate the birth of our Savior. His name is the Christ. All right, we are going to be coming from two books. We're going to be coming from first Luke, the second chapter, the first to the 21st verse, and Matthew, the second chapter, the first to the 23rd verse. Grab your Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, you need to go to jhom.org. Scroll down to the middle of the page. There you will see a link for a free smartphone app. If you download that app, there's a full-length Audible Bible there for you. It's absolutely free. You know, we're going to be working on getting content on the app, but if you don't do anything but have the Bible in your pocket, rock the app, everybody. Rock the app. All right. I hope you got your Bibles. Let's jump into this. We got a fully packed show. Again, I'm reading in the mighty name of Jesus, and we're going to pick up the story from Luke, the second chapter, the first through the 21st verse. Now, remember, Mary was a virgin, and an angel came to Mary to let her know that she was pledged to be married to Joseph. And angels came to her to let her know that you're going to be with child, even though she had not been with her husband-to-be yet. She was still a virgin. But the angel came to her and said, you are going to be pregnant, and it's going to be the Son of God. Saying the angels came to Joseph to let, because Joseph wanted to divorce her. What do you mean you're pregnant? Okay, Joseph wanted to divorce her. So an angel came to Joseph to let Joseph know, don't do that, okay? Take Mary as your wife. This is a special child she's carrying, and we pick up from there, okay? So Luke, second chapter, the first to the 21st verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken for the entire Roman world. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. So she went into labor, and she gave birth to the firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shined around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, in a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And on the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angels had given him before he was conceived. Everybody, Jesus, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, our Savior, has been born. All right, we're going to kick into some musical part of this, and we're going to get back and get to into some more meaty details about the birth of our Savior. But first up on the mic, we're going to kick this off. You know, it's been it feels good to be praising the Lord right now. All right, right, right. So we're going to kick this off with Away in the Manger. This is D&D Prez, Away in the Manger, everybody. Here we go. Oh, no. Our Savior is born. Away in a Manger, everybody, by D&D Prez. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. We're here celebrating the birth of our Savior. Merry Christmas from our home to your home. Everybody in JHOM, from the president down to every volunteer that helps out, wants to wish you and your family a very blessed and merry Christmas. Okay, next up on the mic is the Spirit of Christmas with the song stylings of Roger and Catherine. Here we go, everybody.
Christmas is the time of year to be with the one you love, sharing so much.
Oh,
was The Spirit of Christmas by Catherine and Roger. Catherine Kendrick, everybody. If you're just tuning in again, you're joining the Journey Home Outreach Ministry as we're celebrating Christmas in 2023, everybody. It is time to get our praise up in gear here. It's time for the Gospel House break. Everybody, I made a special mix for the show, celebrating and our Savior's birth. I hope you like it. The same rules apply. The purpose of the mixes on the show is to stop and give God praise for 15 minutes because he said, I love when you praise me. I created you to praise and worship me. And the other part is to find the message that the DJ was trying to convey with the songs and the beats and the energy that was put forward. So everybody, this is the Jesus Was Born mix. My sister Poochie, yours truly, everybody. Get up off your feet. Let's give God some Holy Ghost praise.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor! music mixologist. This is the world of Sister Poochie.
Yeah.
happy birthday, Jesus. Okay, we need to let everything from the earth to the heavens rejoice the name of our Savior Christ. Happy birthday, Jesus. I hope you enjoyed that mix. We are going to continue with the story. Now, when Jesus was born, we have to remember that he came into this world hated. He came into this world with a contract on his head. And I did a, one year I did a show called The Plot to Kill Baby Jesus for Christmas. I don't know exactly what year it is, but if you go through the catalog or search the catalog, it's called The Plot to Kill Baby Jesus. And that goes more and more into detail about what was going on. But I'm going to pick up from Matthew, the second chapter, the 1st through the 23rd verse, and we're going to learn a little bit more about what our Savior was enduring, what the plots of the people to be were against our Savior. They did not want Jesus to be born. They did not want our Savior to save us, pretty much. Evil wanted to reign. And, of course, we know that, you know, he started with a hit on his head and he ended with them killing him. So he did it all for us. And we have to remember that that's the gift of this season, is what was given to us with his birth and subsequently through his death. Okay? All right. Hope you got your Bibles back open. Back to Matthew, the second chapter, 1st to the 23rd verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." Now remember, the star rose up when Jesus, you know, the shepherds were witnessed, the angels came to the shepherds, the word started spreading around about Jesus. And so the Magi heard about the king of the Savior born, and they came to King Herod asking, "Where is Jesus? We want to worship him." Okay, I continue at the third verse. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is the Messiah? Where the Messiah was to be born? In Bethlehem, in Judah," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are to by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out where from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." Okay, I'm going to pause there. The king was lying, okay? He was sending the Magi out to find out where Jesus was so he can kill him. But he told them that it was for the purpose for him to also worship Christ. I continue at the 9th verse. After they had heard the king, they went off on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. God knew what was in the king's heart. He knew that he wanted to only find out where Jesus was in order to kill him. And so he had angels go to the Magi and say, you go another way. You don't go back to the king. You just go home a different route. Amen. Amen. For God make it a way. I'll continue at the 13th verse. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled that the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. He had given orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and in its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Did you hear that? King Herod, after he found out he was outwitted and the Magi did not go back and report to him where the child was, he was so mad that he ordered the death of every child, male child, in Bethlehem in the vicinity that was 2 years old and younger. Okay. I pick up at the 17th verse. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. All right. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great moaning. Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. They killed every 2-year-old child and below looking for Jesus. So that's why the angel came to Joseph and said, you got to get up and get out of there. Now, I pick up at the 19th verse. After Herod died, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother and he went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that the Archelaus was reigning in Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went to live in a town called Nazareth. So was to fulfill what was said through the prophets that he will be called a Nazarene. Everybody, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Nazarene. That's how he became a Nazarene. God knew what was going on, saved the son because he put his son here just for us. He only came for us, and God so loved us that he was dodging and making sure that Jesus was able to be that final sacrifice to save our souls because he loves his children that much. Everybody, celebrate this season. Celebrate the love that God has given us and take that love that God has given us and give it to each other. Because Jesus said that the two greatest commandments was to love God with all your heart and your soul, and to love each other the way I have loved you. All right, everybody, we're going to keep rolling on with this music celebration. Next up on the mic is Holiday by Cooley E. the Nazareth. All right, everybody, here we go.
Days ahead. holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. And claim that piece of real estate, then feast upon that dinner plate. Sell some wine and celebrate. The Nazarite ain't touching grace. Until that day, I pray I may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of our earthly ways. Nothing I can do or say can stop that day. No monkey, gorilla, no chimp, no ain't gon' stop my praise. I need to get up out my face. To the Lord I dedicate my life. Why you think I grew out the ways? My way of life is more than a phase. It's more than a temp phase. I'm locked down, cut to the next page. A mystery I revelate. When the dead rise from the grave and the living fly away, we all shall see a brighter day. Although the bridegroom is delayed, be not discouraged nor dismayed. For he who holds on to the faith, he is the same that shall be saved. So take your cross, start walking straight. Do it now, no time to waste. Today's the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice in every way. Every day's a holiday. Holiness the only way to see the Lord again. I say rejoice in Yahweh always. Now say every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Father's Day, I do just what the Father say. They on the ace of space, but they don't know what card to play. And I rep the one without power in his hand, royal flesh. Every day is King Day, consider me a loyal subject. Holy Ghost, fireworks, July 4th. And yeah, the kingdom suffers violence, the violent take it by force. Kingdom business, doing new work. Labor Day, we on the clock. And every day is Thanksgiving, for giving me one more shot. Vaccine, gotta run this race. Just like a track team. Gone. Call that cross country John 666. Well, God so loved the world, he made it his Valentine. Oops, Valentine. Out my mind, please excuse Jesus. Whatever you want, and no chain, but I need that piece of you. Cause I was separating when Adam, he ate that piece of fruit. Every day is Christmas, I'm trying to get in his presence. Okay. Judgment day coming, I'm trying to get into heaven. Cause
every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, start walking straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Christmas. Make this every day, because that's what being a Christian is all about. Feeling the love of Christ, expressing the love of Christ, passing on the love of Christ. All right, everybody, it is time for our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem's Christmas Mix. We're going to go all the way back for him on his Christmas Mix. Same rules apply. Get up off your feet. Let's give God and Christ some praise and glory for everything they have done for us. And also, let's listen for the message of the mix. Everybody, here we go. DJ Shaheem.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaheem. ones and twos, it's DJ Shaheem.
Gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night, and this Christmas will be very special Christmas for me. Here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside blazing bright.
Yeah. He washed them.
Washed them.
White and snow.
White
and snow. He washed them.
Whiter
than snow, yeah.
Whiter than snow, yeah.
He washed me.
He washed me.
Whiter than snow.
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 Don't mind this holiday season if we take it back just a minute here. As I know, some people are getting excited about material things, but I wish I could get a church in here that knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. Can I get one witness in here? Say, can I get one witness in here? Here we go, set.
Yeah.
all you can say is amen, 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 everybody. Merry Christmas again from your pastor, Pastor McCarty, and the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art. I want to thank the Heavenly Father for lifting me up. I have been off for months, and I could not broadcast on our Savior's birthday, so I had to come back. I will see you in January of 2004, and with that, the chat room will be open with Prophet Donald Johnson, and we will be doing the show live, you know, with the chat room open. All right, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings. I'm out. Oh!